Oh, beloved, they that wait upon the Lord. The great tragedy today among people of God is that they don't believe God. Waiting upon the Lord is no fun. I know, I've experienced it. It's a hard job. Because it strips you of your self-esteem and it strips you of all your own activity and makes you realize how nothing you are. But oh, when that glory of God descends and when God reacts, He giveth power to the faint. But what happens to those that don't wait upon the Lord? Well, you know what happens. They shall utterly fall. They shall faint. Oh, you feel very strong, like Peter did when he said, I'll go into prison and into death with you. But my goodness, when darkness came upon him and the trial came and the test came, beloved, God wants all of us up there. He says, thou therefore, my son, be strong. You can't be strong any other way. You can be strong in the flesh, and that flesh will be eaten by worms after a while. But you can be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. You can. God will give you strength. Oh, how my God is, thank God, He's not forgotten those whom He has created. And He's not given up His job to have sons that are like Himself. Man in our likeness, God's never given up the job. And here's our opportunity, mine and yours, thank God, to renew our strength.